Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me this moment of solitude to pray to you before I do the podcast. And also want to thank you for my wife for this understanding and allowing me to do this, Lord. I pray to you because as I deal with anxiety, and I'm in denial about it, Lord, because deep down in my head, I don't want to be crazy, or I don't want to be, you know, like some of the severe cases I've seen or heard about. But I'm going through it too, Lord. So I pray that I'm as transparent on this podcast, and maybe I can help somebody in need, Father. I pray that I'm cognizant of what I say. And I pray that I learn from Courtney. I pray that I learn more info about this. And I pray that those that are dealing with depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts, Lord, I pray that some people just come to them and love on them. And I pray that those people, those individuals are open, Lord. You know, I keep hearing these cases, and it seems like the rate is going up, Father. Tell us, listeners, what we need to do. Help us, Father. I have anxiety talking about this, Lord, because it's not a easy topic. And I don't even know if I'm going to talk about this on a podcast, but, you know, it's just on my heart, Father. So I pray you forgive me for all my sins. And I pray that we all get help and be open with our sins. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Yo, Collins.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? We back again.
Yeah. So this is actually our second attempt. We had a little issue with the audio. So hopefully we get rid of all of that, and we can carry on from here. From there, I mean.
You know. Yeah, most definitely, man. We in the game, man.
Yeah.
I think we got some some camaraderie. I think we are comfortable doing the podcast now through Anchor. Shout out to them for the upgrades and some more bugs to fix. But like I said, the pool is still cold, man. So welcome back to the Finish Works Brand Podcast.
Yeah,
we changing the name here soon. Get everything situated.
Yeah, now let's tell them.
Oh, food was it Milk versus Food Podcast?
Yep.
Power
versus Solid Food.
Power. By the Finish Works brand.
Yeah.
We'll work all that in there, though, man. But to suffice it to say, welcome back again. What's this, episode 9?
Yeah, episode 9.
Yeah, I like that one, man. I wanted to switch some things up, man, because while we were getting ready to log back on, I was just reading a post, man, from a good friend of ours, man, our girl Jocelyn. There was a pastor that just took his life over the weekend.
Man, you know, Hold on before we go into that, because that actually just altered my mind, man. You know, let's get on that later in the convo. You know, let's kind of talk about some stuff real quick, and then we get back to that, man.
For sure, man.
That definitely changed my mood, man. I just read that, and I just sat down with the wife. I'm like, man. But before we get to that, man, shout out to the Cal Barons. I got to shout y'all out.
Yeah,
big win. And, you know, I'm going to do it again this week. And just want to say thank you to everyone that listens in, tunes in, everyone that gives us, you know, just a retweet. Just, you know, we want to just thank y'all. Thank y'all. We once again, man, we say this kind of all the time, though, but we are independent brand. We do everything in-house. And so any little retweet, word of mouth, you know, anything like that helps.
It definitely helps, man, with the visibility of the podcast, the brand. Yeah. We are on one social platform, Instagram. I think we're just going to dictate that one. But yeah. I'm basically rooting for the team, man. Auburn from a distance, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad that them guys are really showing out this year, man. Some tough games ahead, man, but I believe they can win every single one if they lean on each other, man, listen, do what they need to, and don't make any boneheaded decisions on the field.
My bad. I'm in the car doing this podcast, so you hear my alarm and stuff.
Oh, yeah, we live, man.
By accident. Or the door slammed by accident because, you know, it's a little, it get a little stuffy in the car. My bad. That's me, though. Like I said, we in real life situations. And, yeah. You know, we'll do this podcast
anywhere
and everywhere.
Right.
This podcast is, you know, some people, a couple people have been saying it helps them out. They're encouraged by it. Or, you know, it's like listening to two friends on the phone. But, and I appreciate that. That's what we wanted this podcast to be about, because this is how we talk on the phone every day. Yeah. But, you know, it's therapeutic for me, man. You know, especially as I'm just speaking on myself, as, you know, especially as I, you know, figure out new stuff about me, good stuff, horrible stuff, and I try to bring to the podcast, you know, little by little. And it's therapeutic for me. Very therapeutic. How does that podcast help you, Courtney?
I would say it's therapeutic as well too. I just like, you know, for the most part, you and I really, this is like when we talk, like we spoke earlier today though, but the podcast is more just a continuation of the conversation anyway. So, you know, we're more cognizant now that we have listeners though, but we don't do anything out of character. So
we really don't.
I just enjoy just you and I being able to speak on all types of topics, encourage as well too, and then just grow and just spread the word about what we're doing or what God is allowing us to do to serve Him and uplift His name.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, speaking of Jocelyn, as you spoke about earlier, man, that post, that hit me hard, man.
Yeah, that hit me hard too, man. That's why I brought that up first thing. And I said something riveting to myself.
Explain what was said though, so the listeners can understand.
I just want to read it though. If I want to read what she had said, hold on real quick. I'm going through my feed now. I just want to pull this up.
You know, and a lot of this stuff, you know, why he's looking for that, a lot of this stuff, we pick like little topics, but we don't structure it because we kind of want it to be raw. So that kind of separates us from other podcasts a little bit. You know, we're kind of raw, but it's always structured around the gospel.
I got it right here. It says, shout out to her, man, because this touched me. She says, when I tell you this is shaking me up, please pray for this woman. And this is Kayla Stack and her precious children. Her husband, who was also pastor, Drew Stack, took his own life over the weekend. I don't even have words for how strong the pain of depression can become, but so often it has gripped me and it is a daily fight to stay afloat. Anxiety and depression are very, very real. Check on people, even those who you think have it all, which is key. That was like a good punch, man. Shout out to you, Jocelyn, on that.
And we love you, Jocelyn. We love you.
Absolutely. We love you as well. Let me finish. It said, those who have recently suffered a loss, anyone in your life, if you're hurting, continue reaching out, seeking help. We all need it. And please, please pray for your leaders. Cover them. It's imperative. So, man, I don't think I have to add anything else. I said, we spoke on a little bit of this last week too. And I think what it boils down to, Josh, anxiety and depression of all kinds is really set up for you to do what we are reading now, is to really take yourself out. And I think we really have to boil everything down that Satan is real. God is real. You know, at the end of the day, whether you are a theist or an atheist or agnostic, whatever the case is, you can't deny man's depravity on this planet. And I want to definitely, you know, say a prayer for Kayla as well, too, for her in this tough time, because this is blindsiding for all of us. It's a huge hit to the body of Christ. But That's what this is set up for. It's set up for you to take yourself out. You know, the devil is not omniscient. He's not omnipresent. You know what I mean? So what he does is he goes around and he puts things in you, stumbling blocks. You know, I'm going to fight you with depression, whatever this is, you know, I need this to accomplish this. You know, I come to kill, steal, and destroy. So at all means, whatever that is that's going to trip you up to cause you to stumble and fall, either take yourself out or take everybody else out with you, you know. And it's a sad thing, but we most definitely, as men and young women and young men of God, we have to reach out and always bear each other up. You know what I mean? Never be afraid to reach out and tell people what's going on. You know, do that with somebody that you trust, that you know that is living a godly life and is transparent with you, and that you trust, that has that rapport. But it's so imperative that we talk to one another.
You know, when I got home and I was in like a real just jovial mood, man. You know, hugged my family when they came in. Even though something's been on the back of my mind all day, the guy that, and I want to say, you know, rest in peace to the victims at the Madden tournament that were killed. You know, there was a Madden tournament down in Jacksonville, Florida, I believe. One of the guys lost in the tournament, so he killed two people and it took his own self. But so I've been thinking about that in the back of my mind all day. And then when I saw what our sister Jocelyn posted on Instagram and about her depression and stuff like that, I got more serious. You know, I spoke to my wife real brief, and I got very serious, and I just started thinking. And, dude, I think sometimes, even Christians, man, we don't check up on our pastors or so-called leaders or people that come off as fine. And a lot of times when those people kill themselves, what's the one thing we say? He didn't even seem like something was wrong with him. I don't think it has a look. You can put on the mask and hide everything, all your pain. Like, you know, you can smile through the day and really be in turmoil. And that's what gets me all the time. I work in a high school where I stick out like a sore thumb because of my skin color. And I've had people say I look intimidating. So I try to soften myself up as much as possible because I want to speak to individuals because I don't know what they're going through. So you can ask anybody that work near me. I'm loud. I'm, hey, man, what's good? I'm talking, you know, because, you know, I worked at the high school 1 year. We already, actually, within my first 3 months of working there, we had a kid take his life last year. I don't even think it's been a year yet. It might be like next month or maybe October. And that hit me hard. And then I looked up the teen suicide rates. And then I looked up the rates for pastors. The suicide rate is up on that too. You know, I do think it can start by just saying hi or, hey, man, you don't know me, but I just want to say, I like your shirt or something. I seen a guy in a hallway. You was playing Zelda earlier, Courtney. This past Saturday, there was a guy in the band. He was playing one of the songs from the Ocarina of Time, Zelda. Zelda's a game. And right. He's a full-blown nerd, man. Full-blown nerd. And I see this guy all the time. He always walks past me. But when I said, hey, you playing that song from Zelda? And he smiled. He looked up. He said, yeah. I said, man, it's one of my favorite games, man. Good stuff. And I kept him moving. And I'm not saying he was suicidal, but he came back to school today on Monday. And, you know, we spoke about that. And I'm saying this, like, some of the people that are too cool to just to say hi to someone, man, woe to you. Woe to you. Woe to you. You're not that good not to speak to people. Especially people you don't know, or especially people that's not in your people group of choice. Woe to you. Right. Woe to you. Woe to you. You should be ashamed. Because that smile at someone, or that one little tidbit that you might know that you got an interest in, you know, like Zelda or whatever it is, man. might be enough just to make someone's day, might be enough just to make someone believe in people again, might be enough just to make someone believe in Christ again. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it hit me, bro. And I spoke about it on this podcast that, you know, I found, I had to learn, like, everyone has anxiety. It's not like a specific disorder that some people have and some people don't. But, you know, it's how you cope with it. And when you stop finding coping mechanisms, depression sets in. And that's hard. That's hard, though. That's hard to keep refreshing, you know. And it's even with the word at times, and it's not the word that changes. It's just people's mind and people's surroundings that they tend to grab on, you know. The ultimate thing I will always point people to that cope with depression is the word, because it's encouraging and it lets you know who you are, and then it lets you know you are in Christ. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the stuff I thought about. I also thought of some other coping mechanisms too, man. Like, and here in a little bit, we'll segue back into some of the food. There's some things, you know, I want to get back on, like we did last week. But, you know, talking, Courtney said earlier, so talking to somebody that you trust. And I get it. You might not have someone that you trust. I get that. You might not have a church. I get that. You know, what I would recommend is, that's the cool thing about the internet. Like, I think there's some genuine people, some genuine, like, the Finish Works brand could be something, or you know, there's going to be another group of some people that care. I've met people on the internet that just wanted to talk and cope, and, you know, I won't say their name, but, you know, the dude ended up coming to my wedding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it started just like that. Just someone on the internet, man. Because you can tell a lot about somebody by their post. And then when you have that one conversation in the DM, you can tell they're genuine or not. You know? No catfish. No catfish around here. You know, no catfish around here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Exercise is another one, man. Exercise. You know, exercise. And it's so much science on how exercise, you know, makes you feel good, and those that dopamine in your brain, man, just drips all over, and you feel good, and you're actually more stimulated, and you're actually more alert when you exercise, man. Stuff like that, man. You know, playing a club sport, or joining the chess club, or just stuff like that, man. Sometimes video games are cool. Now, I ain't talking about, yeah, no, if you're depressed, I ain't going to tell you go play Grand Theft Auto. But
yeah, we ain't going to set you up for failure on that. But
Yeah. But, you know, my wife.
Tetris.
This is true story. Oh, yeah. Okay, so my wife has anxiety severely. Like, I'm not going to share that with our permission, but she has anxiety. My wife every day, or almost every day, plays Dr. Mario.
And yes.
And she'll tell you, you know, we bought the little they got the little mini Nintendo, and it's like a bundle where it's like a, I don't know, like 50 games on it, man, on the one Nintendo. It kept selling out. We actually got our hands on one. And really, I'm going to be honest, I got bored with it, but my wife plays it all the time, and it's like the best investment ever, because she plays Dr. Mario, and, man, it just stimulates her mind, and it takes her mind off the anxiety, and it's just, it's something, you know, that helps her out day to day. That's her stress reliever. Now, of course, the word too, but Dr. Mario's good, man. It keeps her thinking, you know, those cognitive skills. And she, man, it's like, dude, night and day, bro.
Yeah.
She'll be mad when she play that. And right after, man, you can see it on her. Like, she just relaxed. I let her play it, man. You know, my daughter watch my wife play it. Like, she loves the music. So games like that stimulate your mind, I think those are good coping mechanisms, man. You know, crossword puzzle, coloring books even, man. Yeah, a lot of people with dementia, had an internship at a nursing home, and the dementia patients would color. you know, stuff like that, man. And Alzheimer's as well. I hope I said that right. I always tear that word up, though. But
well, you said Alzheimer's?
Yep.
Okay, got you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Alzheimer's, man. So coloring book, just little stuff like that, man. I truly believe works, you know. Me is I kind of go towards sports. I go towards sports and this, you know, this is my outlet. This helps me out a lot, you know. That's what I was saying at the beginning. The podcast helps me out a ton. It's therapeutic for me, man, you know.
And that kind of goes into our conversation as well. Like, you know, even without the podcast, I know, you know, and I thank God for you that I can get on the phone with my wife, or I can get on the phone with Josh, and I got two confidants in my life that I can go to and talk to, and my mom as well, on anything that I got going on. So, you know, the key, you know, basically to sum everything up, that's what we're praying for you as well, too. Like Josh said earlier, the Finished Works brand, you can email us. You know, yeah, everything's confidential. We can talk. I really want to go to the word. I think Proverbs 12 and 25 says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad.
Mm-hmm.
The righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray.
Amen.
And that's key. You definitely want to go around somebody who's righteous that can give you a good word in those times. So sometimes we should pray, you know, Heavenly Father, you know, I pray for those that are listening, that your will be done in their life, that you would send somebody to speak to them that is of your, that has the heart of you, you know, and that they can always say that you can put people in their path that are more than friends, but are confidants that they can trust and run to and always get a good word from your lips through that individual to let them know that it's okay. Keep walking. There's a lot of life to be lived. You know, don't worry about that. You know, let's just keep moving. So I pray that for anybody that's listening and that's not listening, that's worldwide, because this is a real fight. And if we don't battle it the right way, this won't be the first, or this won't be the last thing that we will see that will hurt us all in some, you know, way, shape, or form.
Amen. One more thing, and this is segueing to, you know, what we're about to speak about and where we left off last week. But one more thing is the food you eat, man. I did some research and I spoke to my wife, who's a, you know, RN, and I just got a little bit, you know, what she got. I mean, what she told me, but I try to, you know, get my own thoughts up in this. But the food you eat, and as I was talking to her, my wife was saying stuff like, you know, things that we eat, like things come from the food, like eczema and stuff like that, man. You know, like your food allergies, man. And you know, she also said because of diets and we eat processed foods, chemical enhanced foods, those things can seep through your gut, which goes to the bloodstream, which means toxins are in your bloodstream. And I'm sure that alters your mood. I'm sure that probably does some stuff I can't even explain, man. You know, because, and it's just a little bit about anxiety, mm-hmm. You know, where we left off, though, but that right there got me, man. Toxins in your bloodstream. And that right there hit me hard. I'm like, man, I never looked at it like that. Because anything that goes straight to the bloodstream, it hits you immediately. That's why, yeah. Like, certain proteins, man, like, they have, like, a protein powder that's called, like, an isolate. It's supposed to go to, like, the bloodstream faster. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, dang, like, the bloodstream already, you know, is already moving at a good speed. You know what I'm saying? It's already right. Flowing. I'm like, how fast do we need to go? Man. You know what I mean? So, and I'm sure that alters your mood too, man. Also, man, I was just thinking about cancer, man. You know, cancer is fed by sugar, like a lot of sugary stuff. And at least here in America, our diet is made out of sugar, man. Even when it doesn't even say sugar's in it, sugar's in it. And that hit me too. you know, my wife told me you can kill cancer causing cells by antioxidants. And you and I used to, oh man, we are tea drinkers. When we ain't had no money, we was on Arizona tea.
Yeah.
Because it was cheap. You get Arizona tea for a dollar, sometimes 50 cents on sale, a big old tall can. But those had sugars in it too, man. A lot of sugars, to be honest.
I was getting a jug. I was getting the green tea, like
you
the
got
big
a little more money
plastic
than I did.
I was getting the big one. He was because, out there. And the reason why we were doing that was because we both got fired.
Deal. You got the jug?
Yeah, I got the jug though. Because I remember getting fired from my job and then moving to Indianapolis. And I'm like, man, I ain't got no insurance. So I'm like, okay, the best way for me to stay healthy is to drink tea. I was on tea and water. Man, I had so much sanitizer on me. I was like Monk. I had like a handkerchief to open up the door handles, man. I made sure, like, until I got on my feet and I got some insurance, I can't afford to get sick. So, yeah, I was on the plastic jug of Arizona tea. I was being antioxidant, so I thought I was good. And you too, we was patting ourselves on the back.
I sure was. Man, that wasn't really working. Sure was, man. I had so many grams of sugar in there. It canceled out the antioxidants. So, and something, even when you said that, man, we ain't had no money. We had the jug, sanitizer, and water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we got a little bit of more money in our pocket. We still broke, but a little more money in our pocket. That kind of left, you know what I mean? What we thought was helping us out, man. And I'm segueing into something else, man. You know, sometimes when we get overflow with God, man, we forget the basic essentials that got us to the point we're at with the Lord. You know, and I deal with that too. I'm like, man, if I ain't had no job, I won't be doing this.
Right.
You know, and that's the way to live sometimes, man. I'm throwing myself out there like, man, live like me. You know, it's your last. Hold on to the bare minimums, man.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you had some bread. You had a little more money than I did because you had sanitizer and you had a jug. Man.
I had the jug, but see, you know, shout out to my cousin Nell because I was able to stay with somebody and work as well too, rent-free, remember? But even though I was sleeping on her floor, at a point in time, I had a little bread. I remember when we was both going through it, man. Like I said, you know, you was my brother. So if you needed something, I mean, I would send you some chips. You know what I mean?
Oh, word.
Like, hey, I know you might be going through a little bit rougher than I.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted you to make sure you was okay. But, man, I was what? I think I was on Natural Valley peanut butter.
Man.
Protein bars.
You sent me 50. You wired me 50.
Yeah.
And man, I was so excited because I think real talk, I might have walked up to Walmart because I didn't have no gas. So I remember now. I stayed in the house for like 2 weeks. I had no gas, just a little bit.
Man.
So when you wired me that money, man, I drove up to Walmart, parked the car, got the bread. I think it was Western Union or it was MoneyGram. It was either Walmart or Myers. I can't remember that part. But
right.
I drove up there, left it at the gas station, walked in the store, got the money. I put some in my car, man.
And kept it moving. Yeah, you kept it moving on that one, man. And that's what we talking about, man. Man, you need a brother out here. You need somebody.
You need a sis.
You
need somebody for real.
Somebody that's gonna look out. There was, man, we was in the same boat, man, and I would do it again, you know. And I'm sure, you know, and this vice versa. Like if you know, you just need people that's gonna be in your corner like that, man. That's so imperative.
That's for sure. I've been hurting, man.
Right.
I was hurting, but
yeah,
I
you was like,
shoot. At least I can dip out, man.
Right.
Bought me a box of ramen noodles, which I can't even eat right now. Oh, that might have been like my last little period of life eating ramen noodles. I can't do it, man. It's hard. Even though you and I are supposed to have a tournament, man, we gonna do that. I'm destroy you with these seasonings. We gonna have a tournament, a noodle tournament. Who can make the best flavor of noodles, man? I got some spices that Cordy ain't even ready for.
No, you know, I'm gonna stay with the bare essentials, man. I'm technical on this one, man.
You know, we gonna have somebody taste it.
Yeah, we're gonna probably do this like a live Instagram recording on the page.
Hilarious. All in fun.
All in fun, man.
All in fun. Chicken flavored, dog. Can't do no other nothing else. Chicken flavored.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ramen noodles. Ramen noodles. Oh man, ramen. Okay.
College food.
Yeah, look, man. When the world ends, or you know, we go through a famine. I know I could depend on some ramen noodles, bro. We go through a family.
Or a sack of potatoes, man. There's some peanut butter and bread. You know, straight survival food.
Straight survival food, man. Now, I mean, but at the end of the day, potatoes cost. I know, because my wife's favorite thing is potatoes.
Yeah.
But noodles, I know I get, man. I can find that on the ground and go buy me a pack. So when the world is, you know, we go through a famine or something, bruh. Hey, they say Twinkies can out. I don't know if that's true though, but I've been hearing that for so long, man. They said, you ever heard that Twinkies can last through a nuclear war?
No, I didn't know that.
There's even been like an episode of Family Guy back in the day where they found some Twinkies, man, and I thought it was hilarious because I remember people saying that, man. It's probably a myth though, but it's a funny myth, you know.
Gotcha,
man. There's a whole bunch of funny myths, funny lies that I believe in, man. I'm gonna be honest, man. I used to think when I was like third grade, I thought wrestling was real, cuz WWF / WWE.
Yeah, same here.
I thought it was real. I got older, I was like, oh, they acting? But I thought they was real.
It made for great TV. And then I listened to a lot of those old wrestlers talk from what we grew up on, man. Yeah. From Diesel, Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon, all
man,
of them.
Macho
guys.
Man.
Macho Man tells
my
stories.
Boy Macho.
And it's funny, man, and we'll swing back into our segue with the anxiety and everything. They told stories about how they struggled, man. They was making like $150 a show.
Yeah.
And having to travel up and down the road. And
Macho Man killed himself, right?
Did he commit suicide or did he have natural
Or was it
death?
An overdose? Okay, it might have been an overdose.
I think it was overdose.
And he probably... But I do remember him, you know, talking about some stuff. You're right. Good stuff.
Yeah, they really went through it. You know, they had the whole steroid era because, and I don't blame them for taking steroids because, you know, they're contracted. They don't have insurance, you know, so their body is their weapon to make money, you know, so they got to go out there and act and take the bumps, which would be suplexes and power bombs and being in these submission holds just to please people. And, you know, the owner being very, you know, a tightwad with the funds, you know, like a house show would bring in $100K. And then when WrestleMania hits, they're getting $3,200-$2,600 for that year. It was just crazy, man. So hearing those stories and just, you know, and the food was bad for them too. A lot of depression, a lot of hardcore drugs were being done. So
you used to always put me on like those documentaries, man.
Yeah.
And I would find out about, we used to be on those tough, man, a few years back.
Because these people had a special place in our hearts because, man, we grew up with these. Are childhood.
Yeah, those were our childhood heroes. You know, yeah.
Like being an adult now, and it's Monday, to us, man, the weekend was, we couldn't wait for the weekend to be over with so we can get on the face of TV.
You're right.
8
Monday
o'clock
Night Raw. Monday.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw or Nitro would come on. That was, man, we couldn't wait for that. And that was like a time when we were in third grade. All of the boys, man, even some of the girls. Hey, I remember I was at Village Woods and I got to do the news. I was like a sports anchor, man. We would come on in the morning.
Hold on, what grade is that again?
This is third grade. I can't think of the science teacher, man. I know some people from the fort listen to the podcast, man. Hit me up and let me know the lady that did the studio or the media for Village Elementary. But I remember signing up for that, I would be able to do the sports. And I remember kids would come up to me and be like, hey, you got to do wrestling. So I would do, I was a sportscaster, bro. Yeah. Honest to God, true. But I always put wrestling in there, man. I told you who won, who lost. to stay tuned for next. I even would announce the pay-per-views, man. I remember that. And that was it, man. And everybody had camaraderie around that. You know, everybody watched wrestling. That was the biggest thing on the playground. I remember the teachers thought we were fighting, all of the boys.
Yeah.
Because we were suplexing each other, jumping off the monkey bars, doing the Macho Man elbow. And they said, hey, you guys can't do that. But, you know, we were having, like, battle royals out there. I remember I ain't gonna say my man's name, but I remember he got power bombed and got pinned. We talking like straight grass, man. Man, we were in uniforms, and he had a green grass patch on his shoulder. I'm hard, but that was a good time, man.
Yeah,
childhood memories, man.
Yeah, man. So. Seem like every facet of life, man, anxiety and depression seeps in. We lost a few wrestlers, man, due to the, suicide and depression.
Chris Benoit took his life and his family's life.
Yep.
That was a shocker.
Yeah.
That was left side, but we really don't know what people are really, dealing with.
You know what? My favorite wrestler is, man, DDP, Diamond Dallas Page.
Please go in on this one.
So, and I used to go to WCW twice a year, by the way, just to see that Diamond Dallas, man. Don't get me wrong, okay? That part's about me. That was my guy. Everything about him was awesome, but he started facing depression after, it. WCW faded, man.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did, he turned to yoga. I believe it's DDP yoga. And it's huge. It's a big thing, man. The dude was just in Indianapolis last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago. He travels all around, man. And he's been helping people save their lives. You know, even some wrestlers like one of our favorites, Razor Ramon, man, facing depression. He was in the drugs heavy, and now he looks better, man. And DDP's also saying some other wrestlers, and they started coping with yoga, man. And to hear that, man, is awesome, because some of those guys probably would have took their lives or overdosed on drugs as well.
Right. Had that not been a means available to them from DDP.
Yeah.
Even though we know what some of the signs of yoga represents.
Yeah.
It's masqueraded to a degree. But to suffice it to say, had it not been for that small glimpse of light, we could have had an even bigger loss to a lot of people that you wouldn't even know that struggled through a lot of things. And just to have that beacon of light, man. And he's doing a lot of awesome things, man, for just a lot of people who are fighting through that. So kudos to him.
I think about like football players, and like, I love what Kobe is doing. Like, I think that's why a lot of football players, being hit so much, and your brain is just, just mangled sometimes and just battered up from the hits, man. A lot of athletes don't know what to do after sports. Kobe, they asked Kobe, would he come back and play basketball in the Lakers or the Big Three? And he said, no, I'm here to show you that you can do stuff after being an athlete. And exactly. That hit me hard. My favorite boxer, man, Andre Ward, he said, I do boxing. I'm not boxing. He retired.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But they found other, Andre Ward, copes with his family. He has that support group, man. He has thick roots from what it seems like, with the Lord, man. Very open with his faith. That's a reason why I like him. But, Kobe, you know, he's a big investor, man. He just did a big thing with Under Armour, you know, my favorite drink of choice.
Body Armor.
I said Under Armour, my bad. Forgive me, I'm tripping. But Body Armour, you know, my favorite drink, man. But true, man, that's another way where people segue themselves into depression, where it's like, man, I've been playing football since I was 7. I'm 32, and I don't know what to do now. So a lot of, you know, I think Junior Seau killed himself, and it's been a few other people, man, you know, just don't know what to do. And they might not have no one to talk to, because once again, when you seem like you're the leader or you're on top, people tend not to speak to you because they think you got it all together, though.
Yeah.
But I'm a trainer, and we have a saying, being a trainer, and it's every trainer needs a trainer. That's what we say. And every person needs a person to talk to and be with. We're relational. Regardless, if you want to be introverted, you're relational. We're all relational, man. You know what I mean? We're wired that way. We're, you know, that's how God wired us. We're relational. Now, the hard part is, though, having that, finding someone you can have a great, healthy soul tie with. And I get that, man. I do get that. But there, you know, I pray for you guys, and that is that's hard, man. That is hard. I'm grateful to have y'all, especially my wife. But there's other stuff, you know, that help you cope, man. Honestly, try doing yoga, man, at like your local Y or something, because you'll be in a group, you know, with people that you don't know, and you'll grow with them, you know. I know some guys that do flag football just so it helps them cope with depression and stuff like that.
Yeah, just find a recreational activity to do. I mean, whether that be bowling, tennis, weightlifting,
chess,
checkers, writing books, you know, anything to take your mind off of that. Because And one of the things that, you know, one of my favorite passages in the Bible is Matthew chapter 13. It's a full chapter. Jesus basically goes in and he tells the story of the parable of the sower. Well, he teaches parables. One is the parable of the sower. Sower, he gives explanation on that as well, too. And I would say it might be verse 22. Where he says, he gives one explanation. He says, and the one on whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And you and I have always talked on this part.
Boy, I can't wait to get a soundboard, because I already gave you an applause for remembering that right there.
Well,
you know what I mean? So I'm just going to say applause, but... Applause button.
But
no, go ahead.
That helped me when I was staying on my cousin's on her floor for about 7. I don't know. I asked my wife how long did I stay. I might have to ask now. I forget how long I stayed on her floor. But I was deceived too, because that man represented me. Because I was deceived by wealth and riches and thinking I had to have stability and defining success, which was nothing more than status amongst peers. So when those things didn't happen, I turned my back on God. I went through a state of depression where I'm like, man, well, listen, if you ain't going to make me rich, you ain't going to make me happy, you're not going to give me what I desire, even though I'm not doing all the bad stuff. I'm not killing anybody. I'm not stealing from nobody. And if I can't have this, I don't want to live no more. Take my life. That was what I told God. You know, I said, now, and then I got upset. I said, okay, you wrote a book 2,000 years ago. Come back now and live this life. You be tempted by internet pornography. You live without your dad being in your back pocket. You know, you put me in a household where you can't leave and your mom likes you in the household. And now you have all these anger issues and all this stuff built up. I was aggravated, Jay. I was hot at God. I turned my back on him. You know, I said, man, I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't care nothing about the word. I'm going to do whatever I wanted to. And something just broke. And I want to say,
what broke?
I read the word. I just got fed up because I wasn't getting ahead. Like, okay, I was doing some things that I shouldn't been doing. You know, I went and, you know, this is when me and my wife first met. We were basically playing house, boyfriend and girlfriend. I didn't feel any traction in life. So, okay, here I am working at a shoe store, not making any money, like maybe 200 every 2 weeks. Just wow. Giving her my check so she can pay the bills and just give me some, you know, I just wanted some neck bones and some pinto beans to make my little soul food meal.
Wow.
But I remember just still being angry at God, but I wasn't, how can I best put it? I was still angry with God, but I wasn't stepping out of character to that extent till I really turned my back on him. You know what I mean? And I remember reading this verse in Proverbs 28:13. It says, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. And I cried like a baby, man. I cried like a baby in that bed, man. We were staying in Greenwood Park Apartments, man. I was on this, here I am, 6'6", on this full-size mattress. I'm on my stomach, man. I'm reading Proverbs and I'm reading Psalms, man, because I wasn't going to step out of character and go knock somebody upside the head. I wasn't going to sell drugs to anybody, because why benefit off somebody else's dysfunction to put a dollar in my pocket? I wasn't going to do that. I was just hot, man. But when I read that verse, man, that changed everything for me.
You know, my man KB, and KB's the guy, mentor of mine, did my marriage counseling and stuff. If I had to recommend something to read in the Bible, it's hard for me because it's between Psalms and Proverbs. Psalms is for the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs is for thinking.
Yep.
You know, so that's, I will always cope with that and read that. And, you know, you'll read Psalms and learn that King David dealt with depression as well. Oh, boy, he dealt with some depression.
Ooh, yes, he did. He was ready to take his own life as well.
He was. And get back on Proverbs 28, like you just said, man. That means take your mask off and be who you are. And I got this from Naruto anime cartoon.
I gotta plug you. You know how we are, man.
You know,
secret
man.
Nerd.
Yeah, man. It's an anime cartoon with the kid. His name is Metal Lee, and he has severe anxiety. He's a wonderful fighter. Wonderful fighter. But when people watch, he can't fight.
Yep.
And his mentor said, he said, you've been trying to, you know, have someone take your anxiety away. And he said, no, that's not who you are. You're the kid that has anxiety. Be who you are, you'll flourish.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and that, when you said, what was it, Proverbs 28 and 13, man. That's what I thought of, man. No, be who you are. Take that perfect mask off, that hallelujah mask off. Be who you are. Repent. This is you. You'll flourish, man. More people can relate to that, man.
Right.
Because people, no one's perfect. You know what I mean? People, and this is why, okay, now I have a reason why this podcast is therapeutic for me, because I come off to me, man. I'm cognizant of what's going on around me and, you know, what I'm doing at my job. I'll talk about that another time, another podcast,
yep.
You know, my job and stuff. But, you know, it seems like people like me a lot, or I'm this likable guy, man. And I know I am toe up from the flow up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm if you talk to me, you'll know how open I am. I'm not going to just tell people that, you know, right off the bat, but, you know, I'm tore up, man. You know, my household knows, people around me know, you know how messed up I am. You probably see stuff I don't even see about myself. You know, I just know I'm messed up. So I don't want to be like this likable guy that seems perfect. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather be the likable guy that's respected because he's you know, repents to the Lord and
he understands his flaws.
Absolutely. And even when I don't understand, I'm open about him. I might not even understand my sins sometimes, bro. I'm gonna be real. I'm like, hey, what's wrong with that? Like,
absolutely.
But I'm open about that. That's why this is therapeutic for me, man. And whatever helps me get closer to the Lord and makes me realize how less of a man I am without him, the Lord that is, then I'm on for it.
Bingo.
You know what I'm saying?
Bingo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So, you know, with that, just really just recapping on everything. So for those that are out there listening, you know, once again, if you're going through any type of depression, any type of anxiety, we ask you, pick up Proverbs, pick up Psalms. Yeah, just read all one a day. Just read one a day. That's all you got to do. All of it, but just read one in the morning, read one at night.
Yes, sir. And yeah, that's what –
go ahead.
KB, man, used to tell me, because Psalms is for for thinking. And when you wake up, you're fresh. So read on Psalms. And Psalms is for the heart, and Proverbs is for thinking, man. So I would read Proverbs in the morning. That's just what I used to do, man. But you do whatever you feel is right.
Absolutely.
You can't go wrong, but I would read Proverbs in the morning, and then I would read Psalms at night, man.
I'm getting ready to do that now. I'm still doing the Proverbs challenge, too. So I think we'll post this more on the Finish Works brand, at the Finish Works brand on Instagram, the Proverbs 31 challenge, which means you read a proverb a day. It's 31 chapters, 31 days in a month. I don't know. Is September 30 days?
Man, I don't know, but I was about to say it's about to start over.
Yeah, we'll start it in September. I think September's 30 days, but whatever. We'll still read off until
We'll
just repeat that. Just read
two on the 30.
Right. So we'll knock that out, and we'll be supporting you as well. And I think it's just really self-recollection as well, too, or reflection.
Absolutely.
You just really divide what's important in your life and what's not important, number one. And just be honest with yourself. Like I said, when I was on that bed back in 2009, when I read because I was reading, a proverb a day. I don't know what turned me back to the Lord. I guess because I knew I was out of character, but I'm not a tough guy. I'm not none of that stuff, man. You listen, I'm son of God at the end of the day. So I'm like, man, I can't be mad at Pop at my dad all the time, or my Heavenly Father. So I went back to reading the Word. But when I read Proverbs 28 and 13, that cracked me. And that might not be for you, but there's something in there that's going to soften that heart.
Oh, absolutely.
And like I said, once you reflect of what's important, what's not important, material stuff's not important. Number one, God is. You're important, and then everything else will fall into place. Let's not take no thought of for tomorrow. For tomorrow, worry itself. You can go to Matthew 6 on that. Yeah, I encourage you to read that and let tomorrow worry about itself, but just focus on today. And that right there will cure a lot of anxiety when you put all your burden on Christ. It makes it easier.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. So I think we can wrap that. I think it's cool to wrap this up, man. I know it's a little short. Or are we short? I don't even know where we at on time.
Oh, man, we are good to go, man. We can definitely do final thoughts on this one, man.
Final thoughts, man. Just your smile, man, can do a lot, man. Or just a word, hi, or just anything can do a lot to someone. People are hurting. People are hurting on the inside. They may come off like they're not, but they are. So,
right.
Don't get too busy in your world where you can't speak to someone, a simple hi or hello. And sometimes you might have a deep relation with an individual, man. Make some time for them. Even if it's just 5 minutes, man, or a hug if you got a relationship with them, or you know, just say something, because people are hurting, man. Mm-hmm. Suicide rates are up, and that touches me, you know. So that's what I have. That's what's really on my mind. What about you, man?
Man, I echo those same sentiments, man. And I just pray that people will take something from this. We just pray that you just open up, you know, to somebody that you trust. Get into this word, Proverbs and Psalms, you know, do it on your independent time. And just confess and just pray, you know, speak to God. You know what I mean? And He hears. And, you know, we just encourage you to stay focused. We got some things coming up here, Lord willing, in the near future. We still encourage you to like, subscribe, share the podcast. Continue to support us on Instagram as well, too. And like I said, we have some major things coming up, some big announcements, some giveaways that we're getting ready to start doing here soon. Not going to let everything out the bag, though, but we definitely appreciate your support.
Yeah.
You know, so, yes.
And on that note,
we're the Finished Works brand. Follow us on Instagram. I got to say that. Instagram.
Yeah.
We appreciate y'all. God bless y'all. Until the next podcast.
Have a good night.
Peace.